When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You know, I never expected to be tracking tornadoes on the 15th day of December in Minnesota. Maybe in Little Rock, maybe in Memphis, certainly in Atlanta. But in Minnesota, in mid-December, it was a surreal experience for meteorologists and certainly for listeners tracking these storms. Not what you expect in mid-December. So I guess where my brain goes is a couple of things. How historic, how unprecedented was yesterday? Is it too early to talk about climate change? Did climate change increase the odds of having 60s in southern Minnesota on the 15th day of December with tornadoes? Dr. Mark Seely wrote a couple of books. He's the expert when it comes to historical weather and putting things into perspective. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I hope you're feeling at least somewhat rested after yesterday.
Well, I grabbed the nap where I could, but yeah, I was handcuffed to the Doppler most of the day. Not quite what I was expecting in mid-December. I was hoping to track some snowstorms and make the snow lovers happy, but how unusual, how historic was yesterday? Do we know?
Well, if we take our background of historical records all the way back to statehood in 1858, and we describe that as our historical context, I would describe yesterday's weather as a singularity. Scientifically, what I mean by that is it's a total one-off. There's nothing to compare that, and the measurements we made yesterday, I would add to all the record highs you reported just moments ago, that listeners might be interested to know that the 66-degree temperature measured at Winona last night at 8 o'clock was a new all-time statewide record high for yesterday's date. Huh. And then the other markers that are so particularly unusual and singular in their historic nature, the 55-degree dew point at MSP yesterday is the highest ever dew point for the interval from December 15th to March 6th. So it's way off scale from our historic records of what dew point measurements have been since the late 19th century. And then one other feature meteorologically that, Paul, you would appreciate as a long-tenured meteorologist, last night's 6 p.m. radiosonde launch from Chanhassen, the Weather Service does that, as listeners know, every 12 hours. The precipitable water, the column of water vapor over us last night, was 1.23 inches. That's the highest atmospheric water vapor content ever measured over Minnesota in the months of December, January, or February.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, I mean, typical atmosphere for late April, early May. And by the way, thank you for the long tenure. That's just a nice way of saying old. But I appreciate that. I'm curious. First severe thunderstorm warnings issued from the Twin Cities Weather Service. First tornado warnings. First tornado watch.
Right.
And keeping an eye, we've been telling listeners all morning, we're watching Plainview, Iota, and Heartland, three areas that may have been struck by tornadoes. Weather Service crews will be on site surveying the damage. Can you talk about how they distinguish whether it was a tornado that hit or maybe straight line winds?
Yeah, the crews, led by certified, of course, severe weather experts with the National Weather Service, they'll try to decipher the damage, the nature of the damage, how if it was widespread, if it looked like a rotational kind of a wind, and if there's evidence of a storm path on the ground. In other words, if there's a on the ground, if there's kind of a path that conforms to what a tornado leaves, and things of that nature. I'm sure they'll do a thorough job on it, as they always do. And but it might be for listeners to really who want to anticipate that, it might be a few days before they sort all that out. That's not going to be something that they're going to hurry through and then hastily put something out.
Mark, I'm curious. I think most people accept our new reality. The climate is warming. There's plenty of data, plenty of thumbprints, fingerprints, a lot of data, and accumulation of coincidences. Yesterday, one guy reached out on social media and said, Paul, it's cyclical. Weather is cyclical. Back in the 30s, we had record highs. We had record cold. This is just part of a cycle. Can you weigh in on that? How much of this was flavored by a warming climate versus just natural variability?
Well, in my lifetime, I think this is the second episode that clearly is so singular in nature, Paul, that I think it is tied to climate change. I think the synoptic attributes, the state of the atmosphere, if you will, that produced this kind of weather was fueled by climate change. I think the two episodes in my historical perspective are yesterday was fueled by climate change, maybe not 100% attributable to climate change, but a large fraction of it was for the state of the atmosphere. The second episode was back on March 31st, 2014, when Canby or Yellow Medicine, Lincoln, and Lyon counties had a tornado warning and a blizzard warning in play at the same moment in time in the afternoon. And that, too, was a meteorological condition that I think was fueled by climate change.
Dr. Seely, how many grandkids do you guys have now?
Well, we have three with one more on the way next May. So we've got a wonderful event to look forward to this spring.
Well, you got an early Christmas gift. Hope you have an amazing holiday with your extended family, and appreciate you coming on with your perspective this morning, Dr. Mark Seely. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Paul.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.